Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But for me, it's not a disappointing season for me because, like, yeah, we 1-7 or whatever it is. It's like we're not where we want to be at, but the season's not over, so I can't speak on if the season is disappointing or however it is.
Okay, whatever you say. Sports Radio 92.9
Thank you,
the game,
Julio.
92.9thegame.com. Of course, Julio Jones. Boy, what must the last 24 hours been for him?
Yeah.
Sitting back, probably had a little. He got to his hotel room, sitting back, waiting for the guys to come on, room. Let's watch the game together, right? And Alabama didn't make him smile yesterday.
No.
Anyway, speaking of Julio and our Atlanta Falcons, anytime we want to get the inside scoop on what's going on with them, we have our opinions. But we bring in. You okay there, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Just trying to get ready for you guys.
Okay, I just heard some noise there. We're going to have to call 911. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Gregory.
Morning,
Sports
man.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yeah, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Greg and Sam. Thanks for having me this morning.
I asked Mr. Crenshaw at the beginning of the last segment. I'm going to ask you the same question. Is there a way to convince me that this isn't going to get ugly today for the Falcons?
Well, you got to rely on history, Greg. There's nothing there on the record to say that this team could come in here and do the job. Being outscored by 94 points in the first half of games, in the first eight games of the year. So, no, there's nothing other than history and the fact that it's a rivalry game and they always play it close. So, you got to kind of hang your hat on that today.
Man, thoughts about that, but the thing I guess kind of keep going back to, D-Led, is the fact that, you know, this is a series with a lot of history about it, and sometimes you think you have something pegged a certain way with it, and there can be some differences. I mean, it doesn't look that way from the outside, but the Falcons have had a week to get set for it. What are some things that must happen, though, early in this game for them to have a fighting chance today?
Well, the big one, Sam, is the you know, the Saints have the number 4 run defense and the Falcons have the number 29 run offense. So, you know, somehow, some way, they got to run the ball and try to keep Drew Brees off the field and keep their own defense off the field some. So if they can pull that off, that would be a really big step towards winning this game. The other one is the turnovers, which Coach Quinn mentions weekly. Field position with your new kicker and your new punter. And those three things will be key towards winning this game if you can pull that off.
Dear Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You talked about Drew Brees, and I've been talking about this throughout the morning and for the last few weeks. I don't know of another player with a bigger chip on their shoulder than Drew Brees and, by extension, a team, given what's happened to them the last few years. You talked about keeping him off the field, but this is a guy and an offense that doesn't need a lot of time to score.
Yeah, no doubt. He came back last week, 31-9 over Arizona, back from the broken thumb. They have their weapons back. They'll have Alvin Kamara and Jared Cook, our guy from North Gwinnett High, played at South Carolina. He's going to have all his weapons back to go with Michael Thomas. So, what you got to do is keep him in front of you and try to make him work the long 13, 14-play drives and not give up the big play, drives, which, has been a problem for the Falcons with 31 pass plays of 20 yards or more. So, just make them earn everything, and that's what they want to do. And, heck, if you can get a pass rush on them, get it. But, we haven't seen that this year.
Yeah, listen, all that being said, and yes, that's what they need to do. Should Falcon fans feel confident that they can do that, though, going into this game?
No, they don't, Greg. There's no reason to feel confident based on what we've seen in the first eight games. But, if you're a fan, you're always hoping. You got a dream that, hey, maybe Vic Beasley gets loose for some sacks. Maybe Grady Jarrett. Okay, that might be your best matchup, Grady against their banged-up guards. Maybe he can get in there. You got to wish and hope for something, you know, dramatic to happen, something that we haven't seen this year to happen to pull off this game. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be a 7-1 team beating up on a 1-7 team.
Man, and that's just something. Season began, there's no way we could see this coming, but as the weeks progress, we feel like that is reality with this team. Who would you want to see step up today and do some things that maybe we haven't seen him done? You just mentioned Vic Beasley. Could we see more from Ridley today in the receiving game if they try to take Julio away? Do we do more in that regard? We know that we're going to go to our tight end a lot, and he's been our main guy, but you don't get vertical going with your tight end, and you're going to need to do that some today too.
Well, yeah, Sam, I want to see Freeman do something. That was a good one on Ridley. Good call there. He'll be going against the number two corner. So he had some good matchups last season against the Saints. So that was a definitely area where you could have some success. The one wary spot is Caleb McGarry against Cam Jordan, the Saints' fine defensive end. But maybe you send some help over there, send the fullback over there to help him with that. But, yeah. You know, you don't want to get in a shootout here. That's not been the winning formula. But, you know, you need somebody to make some plays. You got KZ playing some free safety, and they put him back there because he had the 7 interceptions last year at the top of the league lead. So he's like, well, he was a guy that came up with the ball. Why don't we move him? So they're moving him back. You know, Raheem Morris is going over there to help the D-backs. Maybe they could get some balls up in the air, get some turnovers. You know, something's got to happen for the Falcons to pull this thing off today.
Just the attitude in like the war room, if you will, for lack of a better term. You have a week away. You do make some changes when your coaching staff. You reassign some folks. Thoughts about how some of that may work out and what we may see differently because of some of that today. Is there anything we could see different that would be a direct cause of?
Well, Desmond Trufant is the game time decision. If he's back, then you're back at full strength. Maybe you could play some man and maybe jump some Michael Thomas route because you know that's where the ball's coming. Maybe your defensive backs are in better position where they're not giving up touchdowns like they did against Seattle. They get the interceptions. Maybe they don't give up the explosive plays, you know, 31 plays of 20 yards or more. So with Raheem Morris over there coaching those guys up, if they took to it and they simplified the game plan, those are three other areas where you can get immediate market improvement and stop the explosive plays and the easy scores that are killing you.
Dear Orlando Ledbetter, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I got two areas I want to take you in. I don't know which one I'm going to ask you first, so I'm just going to pick one. Okay, here's the one I want to go with. If the Saints aren't the best team in the NFC, then general consensus is the 49ers are them. And let's talk about a guy that you actually covered for a while, and did you see the success coming out of that organization with Kyle Shanahan being out there this year being undefeated?
No, I didn't. He came here as in a hot mess from – you know, kind of bumpy stints in Cleveland and Washington with RG3 and then Johnny Manziel. And so, you know, he came here and put something together in that second year that led to him to get a job. You know, I do know John Lynch, know him well, covered him too. And I thought that was a good pairing, but they got off to a bumpy start, a lot of injuries. They had a lot of high picks. They made some bad ones, Reuben Foster being one, but they've been able to put it together and stay true to what they wanted to do. They got a quarterback off of the 49ers, and, you know, the running game, he found his defensive coordinator, Mr. Salee, and they're playing a old-school brand of football in this pass-and-spread era that's being real successful. So, no, I didn't see it coming, but good for Kyle.
The other question I was going to ask you is, and get your question so much as a statement. I heard something this past week that gave me, and I would say Falcons fans, reason to pause. And that was once the Carolina made the decision to put Cam Newton on the IR, his time in Carolina pretty much over. And the speculation was, or at least one of them, he may end up in New Orleans. as a backup to Drew Brees if he's only got a minute and a half left on his career, and that would be something that would keep Sean Payton in place. Cam, get healthy there and be the backup and then take over as quarterback of the Saints. What are your thoughts on that, and did you hear that?
Yeah, you heard the rumblings, but I thought the Chicago ones were better, in a more likely place where you could start and come in and play. And play with a good defensive team that's, was just in the playoffs last year. But, yeah, the same thing makes sense, too, because Teddy's going to probably leave. Drew is older. Would be a good landing place. I could see Cam wanting to be in New Orleans over Chicago. He's a, Southern Atlanta kid. But I'm more worried about the Liz Frank thing. That's been a career-ending injury for some players. I remember Von Hutchins here in Atlanta got stepped on by Jamal Anderson, and that was the end of his career. So I'm more worried about getting his foot back than where he's going to land. But if he can make it back, he certainly will have a job. He's better than half the quarterbacks in the league. Certainly MVP Cam is better than most of the quarterbacks in the league. So good. Hopefully he gets healthy. And if Carolina really believes Kyle Allen's the future, more power to him. They were saying the same thing about Gardner Minshew down in Jacksonville a couple weeks ago until he got exposed. I want to see a little bit more from Kyle Allen before I anoint him an NFL starting quarterback.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with D. Orlando Ledbetter. You can follow him. He is social. Follow him on Twitter at D. Orlando AJC. Now I want to ask you a little bit something because you're in New Orleans. Usually this game, I always say, is the NFL game that has the college atmosphere. The fans go when the Saints fans come here, when they play the Falcons fans. Are the Falcons fans down there? Do people still make the trip, or do they give them hotel rooms up?
No, my plane wasn't as packed as normal, so I don't think a lot of people made the trip. I do know some folks that did. I saw a Madea shirt on the plane that said, "Y'all bet not lose today." A couple ladies had made some custom T-shirts. So, no, it's still going to be some folks coming down, but not as much as normal, I don't think.
You said you got your cup of coffee. What you got? You got some beignets with your coffee? You got some powder all over the place there, all over your working area?
No, that's later on. I got to get that in before I head over to the stadium in an hour.
All right, D, man. Listen, appreciate it as always. Enjoy your time there. And as Sam likes to say, bring us back a win.
Yeah.
All right, Greg and Sam, I'll see what I can do about that. I'm not planning on being on the field, but if I was, I'd hit somebody real hard.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Sam and Greg. Listen, I don't know what to say after that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.